We now have the details of the non-fix fix for Obamacare. What I call the bride of Obamacare in today's pile of prep at MikeChurch.com. This thing is a turkey of a bill. And like a turkey, it ought to be shot, plucked, feathered, and baked. Get rid of it. They're not going to get rid of it. I thought that I would play for you this 5 minute or so long clip of, I talked yesterday about Representative Mark Meadows and Senator Rand Paul in their efforts, their heroic efforts to try and get a simple up or down repeal of Obamacare, just to get the darn thing repealed, just kill it, instead of tinkering with it. And how they were asking the citizenry to rally to the ramparts one more time and pester the legislatures, or the legislators, rather, to repeal rather than repeal and replace, and to get the repeal done first, then you can do whatever hobgoblin replace job you want. There was a press conference yesterday afternoon. I was watching it this morning on trading floor. I was watching this morning on C-SPAN, and it's not very long, but as I was listening to it, it just occurred to me that one of the things that we do not talk about here on this show often enough, and I hardly ever hear it on anyone else's show, is that not everyone in the deep state and not everyone that works inside Mordor on the Potomac River is a criminal. Not all of them are in it for the money. Not all of them are given over to the kind of corruption that we know that the majority of them are. There is a very small remnant, if you will, of legislators, members of the House of Representatives and the Senate, that are sincere in their efforts. They really think that they can stop the corruption. They really think that they can reverse the fortunes. They really think that they... That there is a reform, a way out of all this. Now, you know my position. There is no solve for this because it's out of scale. That's the other thing. The CIA represents the size and the scale, the monstrous, horrifying size and scale, the brute force of the size and the scale of the American government. It ought to mortify every citizen and every lover of liberty. Anyways, I thought I would play, these little speeches are all like 1 minute long, but there's some interesting things that are said in here.
He's going to get his 218, because that...
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for being
this
here.
This is obviously from yesterday.
Congressman Jordan and I just left meeting with the Vice President.
This is Representative
Meadows. And he has assured us that as we look to make this better on behalf of the American people, that the bill that was introduced last night is still open for negotiation and certainly for modification. And we took that as very encouraging news, not because of any particular position that we have, but because it's good news for the American people. You know, I had the opportunity to campaign with President Trump all across North Carolina. And one of the things that he talked about was repeal and replacement. Now, when he said that, it took on two different meanings. A repeal to many meant that we would repeal the entire Obamacare
That's right.
plan. All the taxes, all the mandates, the Medicaid expansion. And when he talked about replacement, it took on another meaning to others, which it meant that we needed to cover the pre-existing conditions, making sure that people didn't get kicked off of their health care plan, making sure that there was an adequate safety net. I can tell you that those two things are still the focus of not only the House Freedom Caucus, but my good friends, Senator Lee, Senator Rand Paul, and Senator Ted Cruz. And as we look at this today, we're going to be talking about a number of scores in the upcoming days. CBO scores and what score and that this means and what does it mean for the American people. I can tell you that there is one score that the American people will pay attention to. And that is does it really lower their health care costs and their premiums? That's the only score that really matters. And if this doesn't do it, then we need to make sure that we find something that does do it. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to the gentleman from Ohio who plans to introduce...
Now, you see, now this is the problem. Now, as well-intentioned as these people are, there's no legislative solution to do this.
Yeah, Mark's exactly right. Our goal is real simple, to bring down the cost of insurance for working families and middle-class families across this country.
This is Congressman Jim Jordan.
We have to get rid of Obamacare completely. So tomorrow I will introduce... the bill that every single
That's
Republican
today.
Voted on just 15 months ago, the bill that actually repeals Obamacare.
There you go.
Our plan has always been repealing one piece of legislation, replacing the other. And that replacement we talked about a few weeks ago is the bill sponsored by Dr. Paul in the Senate and Mark Sanford in the House. Make no mistake, there are three plans out there. There's the Cassidy-Collins plan, which is basically if you like Obamacare, you can keep Obamacare. There's the leadership plan that was brought forward, which I believe, when you look through it, is Obamacare in a different form. And then there's our plan, the one that I think is consistent with what we told the voters we were going to do. Repeal Obamacare, replace it with a market-centered, patient-centered, doctor-centered plan that actually brings down the cost of insurance, brings down the cost of health care, and provides affordable insurance opportunities for all Americans. That's what we're focused on doing. Think about this. We put on President Obama's desk a bill that repealed Obamacare, got rid of every single tax, got rid of the mandate, and now the first thing Republicans are bringing forward is a piece of legislation that we're going to put on a Republican president's desk that says we repeal it, but keeps Medicaid expansion and actually expands it, that keeps some of the tax increases. That is not what we promised the American people we were going to do. So our plan, repeal it, clean repeal, just like we all voted on before, separate legislation to replace what we currently have with a model
which
that
will
we
never get
will
passed,
bring down
by the
cost
way.
Of premiums for the hardworking people of this country who sent us here to do just that. With that, I want to turn it over to the sponsor of our replacement plan in the Senate, Dr. Rand Paul.
Today I will introduce a companion bill also to Congressman Jordan's plan to have complete repeal. A clean repeal. We'll be doing this in the Senate today as well. There's one thing that has united Republicans in 2010 when we won the House, in 2014 when we won the Senate, and in 2016 when we won the White House. This doesn't divide Republicans, this brings us together, and that is complete repeal, clean repeal. As Congressman Jordan said, we voted on this last year and every Republican voted for it. That's what we should do again. But we are divided. We have to admit we are divided on replacement. We are united on repeal, but we are divided on replacement. What's the best way to get past this impasse? Let's vote on what we voted on before, a clean repeal. Let's separate out the replacement plans. Conservatives have a replacement plan. House leadership has a replacement plan. I'm sure Democrats would like to go back and vote on the ACA again. Vote on all the replacement plans and let's see what happens. All right? But let's vote on clean repeal. The only way I think this gets done is to separate the issues. Separate out clean repeal from replacement. Let's get it done. Repeal unites us, and I think we can get that done. With that, I'd like to introduce my colleague and friend.
All right, I just wanted to give you a snapshot of what it is that's going on up there. Now, you just heard members of the House Republican Caucus admit that their leadership is lying and has been lying and misled voters in the 2016 elections by telling them, no, man, we're going to repeal it. Oh, no, we got this guy repeal. Midder thinner than Midder Trump report is supporting thinner than we're going to repeal it. No, you're not. They never intended to. Now, I just want to stress this one more time. We have to understand, to have any conversation that is meaningful about this, you got to know what you're talking about. And you have to know that overwhelming, talking upwards of 90% of elected Republicans did not expect to utter the words in their lifetime, President Donald Trump. They didn't. Now, this, if you have any remaining attachment to little R Republican forms of government or we get to defend our democracy. Well, you go ahead and do that. And I hope it was really nice cold goat's milk, too. If you had any remaining attachment to that, bear that in mind. So what did they do? Were they honest and forthright? Were they the type of citizen legislators that the convention of 1787 imagined that they would be? Totally selfless and dedicated to the public weal. W-E-A-L, right? No, they were not. They were vagabond liars. They only said what they thought you wanted to hear. Now, if that is a system, if you think that that is an appropriate, sustainable, supportable, LAUDA, loadable system of government, then you and I need a divorce. You need to go your way, and the rest of us need to go our way. Because that, my friends, is in a little small capsule. That is the problem. And it's a problem that short of a catastrophic event, heaven forfend, meaning the crash of the dollar, an actual claim of an inability of insolvency by the general government that it cannot pay its bills beyond confiscation of vast swaths of vast amounts of the current wealth that you and I and the rest of the hoi polloi out here hold, or maybe a divine event. Maybe God just has had his fill of the diabolic cult of death and the actions that is taken all across the amber waves of making America great again, and says, you know what? I sent you idiots 4 warning asteroids. And a couple of people even noticed that I sent the asteroids and warned you idiots that was me. Hey, God here. I'm going to go ahead and I'm done with the warnings. I'm just going to go ahead and whack the East Coast of the United States. Has happened before, folks. As a matter of fact, there was such a large an asteroid that hit in Siberia. What was the date? Was it 1907, 1908? I can't remember. It's somewhere around there. And if it hadn't have hit in Siberia, if it had hit anywhere near a population center, it would have totally destroyed. I can't remember the blast radius of this thing. So it has happened before, and it can't happen again. Barring those things, ladies and gentlemen, there is no solution. Not going to happen. It can't happen. And I could do an entire monologue on this subject, and I could tell you all.
That's the Tunguska.
The Tunguska, that's right. What year?
1908, June 30th.
Oh, I had it right, 1908. Does it say what the blast radius was? Yeah, Wikipedia?
Yeah, let me look it up.
Because I saw it on, there's a map, too, that shows how big, how much forest was destroyed. I can't.
10 to 15 megatons of TNT.
10 to 15 megatons. No, what's a megaton? That's 1,000 tons.
Kilotons.
Well, a megaton would be 1,000, right? It's a ton times 1,000. So it's a big blast radius. And the Wikipedia story that I saw, though, it showed us like a circle around how big it was. And even though, you know, Siberia is a huge, huge area. It's massive.
It's 1,000 times greater than the Hiroshima bomb.
1,000 times greater than Hiroshima. That's how big that asteroid was. Maybe that was a warning for the errors of Russia that were coming up that Our Lady would go to Fatima to warn us about 1917. Maybe before 1917, God went, you didn't see that asteroid that I sent? Anyways, back to the narrative here. I could spend the entire rest of this hour droning on endlessly about the size and scale of things and the fact that They cannot be put back. Look, have you seen the gross commercials of the, I think it's an Aflac commercial where Humpty Dumpty is in the hospital? And in one of them, he's cracked and he's actually leaking yolk out of one of his cracks. And the gist of the commercials is, well, Aflac can put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Well, there's no force on earth. I don't believe that there is any force on earth that can put America back together again as a contiguous union of 320 plus million souls, of 48 lower states and two in the extremities. No form of government can possibly manage the affairs of so many people.